Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fun Times Gamecast, episode number 6. Today is Monday, August 19th, 2013. Today we don't have that big of an episode, probably due to the fact that a lot of people are going to game developers, people like that, such and such, are going to be waiting for GamesCon, which is going to be next week or later this week, something like that.
And then we get swamped with news.
Yes, and then we'll have like 5 episodes in 1 week, and you guys are just going to hate all of us, etc., etc.
Except for me.
Yeah, I think you're missing out on both of us.
Today I have with me Mocha. No nicknames. No nicknames this week, sorry guys. We have Chrissy.
Hey!
Borador.
Wasabi.
And Narmisil.
Hey guys, thanks for joining us.
And I, of course, am Random Jack. So now we will be getting into what have we been playing and what we will be playing. We'll start with Narmisil today. Narmisil, why don't you enlighten our viewers and listeners?
At the present moment, I'm playing Skyrim, which has apparently become standard procedure for streaming during the podcast. But prior to that, the past weekend, I was involved with the Final Fantasy XIV Realm Reborn beta.
Okay. What will you be playing?
In a day or two, actually tonight at midnight, Saints Row 4.
Yay!
Don't you mean 3 a.m.?
Nope.
Midnight, 12, midnight for a change?
12:01 Eastern time.
Interesting.
Yep. Anything else there, Narm?
That's pretty much it.
Alrighty. Chrissy, why don't you go?
Oh, here we go. So, I got a lot of games going on this past week. I've played in the past 3 or 4 days over like 25 hours of Borderlands 2. I got some Torchlight in, a little bit of Skyrim, some Morrowind, some Civ 5, some Rift, and Borderlands 1. And, of course, there's going to be more Borderlands, both 1 and 2, some Torchlight, Morrowind, Civ, some Snapshot, some Sims, some Rift, just a whole bunch.
Okay. Let's get Borador woken up a little bit. How about you, man?
Well, again, because of my job, gaming been just a little bit light. I played, I messed around on Star Trek Online with the Romulans campaign, which I was quite surprised with, and a little Warframe, and this past weekend with Final Fantasy XIV. So that's about it.
Okay. I got to be a mercenary.
Yes, yes, yes. I had to hire Mr. Narmisil to be a mercenary for me while I was running around doing mining, because you can't fight shit when you're a miner.
Ah. Okay. So what are you going to do the following week?
Well, this week, basically, is going to be biding my time for the early access for Final Fantasy XIV. Probably mess around maybe a little War Thunder, Star Trek, or Warframe. Or maybe some Saints Row. I don't know yet.
All right. Sounds good. Mocha, what about you?
Well, I haven't really been doing much of gaming, seeing I am working on a new animation project for possibly our website. So I'm kind of involved in that.
Okay, cool. Besides that, for the next coming week, do you have any other game plans, or not really much? You're going to try and get that done?
I'm primarily going to try to work on this and get it done so we can get it out there.
Okay, sounds good. I guess as for me, you know, besides streaming Poker Night 2, been playing, I don't know, where were we, Civ 5, War Thunder. I don't think I got any Skyrim in this week. Some Burnout, some Mirror's Edge, some Medal of Honor. I think that's about it. Oh, I played like 3 hours of the beta for Final Fantasy of Realm Reborn, But I was hit with the dreaded 3102 error, and I was not able to play after that.
The what?
3102 error. A lot of people were hit with the 3102 error, which was unable to log in for like all of yesterday. They extended the beta this morning
it's
for
Final
about
Fantasy version of the error 37 from Diablo.
Pretty much. Huh. It was pretty much it was pretty much that, and they increased. They gave like an extra 6 hours this morning. They increased it like 6 hours, which by the time I got back home from doing all my errands, it was already done, and I didn't even have any announcement for it. So yeah, it really stunk. I will be playing Saints Row definitely. Depending how long that takes me, we'll see if I fit anything else in. But I'm hoping that takes pretty much the whole entire week there. It'd be nice to sit there and have some fun with that one. And I guess that's with everybody. So we'll be moving on to our email segment. We had received a few emails from different people asking us what server we'll be on for the Final Fantasy A Realm Reborn. And what our guild, I guess it's actually more of a company.
Free company. Is it,
a what company?
Free company.
Free company, okay. Sorry. What our free company's name will be. I actually really don't know how to pronounce this server name. Adamantois? Am I close?
Good job!
I was? Woohoo!
Perfect. Adamantois. Awesome.
Okay, so that's the server we're on. As of the beta, we were not able to get the company up and running yet. We will let you guys know when that happens.
Even get a link shell up and running.
Yep. So you can contact Borador on his character. It's Borador Duran. Or you can contact Narmasil on his tune, Narmasil Ravenblood. So if you get into the game and you want to join us, feel free to hit one of them up.
Or even just laugh at the shortness of Narmasil.
Narmasil is a puntable little football.
He doesn't even come up to my knees.
He's like a chihuahua.
When I'm sitting down, I don't even come up to the top of his boot.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess we'll just jump right into our gaming news. Gaming news this week will be from 8/12 to 8/18. So we'll start up with a little bit of a change. We had a major release game, probably one of the so-called biggest releases for the for the year, at least child kids related. It will probably be on like everybody's hot list for holiday season and stuff. Well, what I'm talking about here is Disney's new game, Disney Infinity. How many of you know, read, heard anything about Disney Infinity at all?
Me.
Okay. Borador knows. Anyone else?
I'm in the dark.
Okay. Anyone else? Guess that's a no. So what Disney Infinity is there's a similar game, I don't know if any of you know, of Skylanders, but I'll do the whole spiel on the people so everybody can get the gist of it. You have your game, you play it in your console, it's available for the Xbox, the PlayStation, the Wii, the Wii U, and the 3DS, even though the 3DS is a separate game on its own. I will be making the general assumption of the larger systems. So you have your game and then you have a portal. It's just a little, kind of like a piece of, plastic that has the technology that needs to run the game inside this portal, which hooks up to your console via wireless or USB. Then you have these statues of characters that you place on top of the portal. They use the... I don't know if it's the same as, or I believe it's something similar to NFC, which is Near Field Communications.
Or and, an RFID.
I'm sorry, what?
Or an RFID tag, like they put it tracking.
I'm pretty sure it's a NFC. I'm not 100% sure, though. So, yeah, with that, each character that you put on the portal, you actually play as that character. So you have a ton of characters, and you just take your character. Oh, I want to play as, let's say, I want to play as Mike from Monsters Incorporated. So I take Mike's statue, and I place it on the portal, and now I'm playing as Mike. So that's how the game is played. There's two different modes. Your first mode is a storyline based, which each movie world has their own storyline. Besides that, and why I really want to talk about this is the toy box mode. Now, with the toy box mode, it's basically, if you know anything about Minecraft, where you can sit there and build the building aspect of Minecraft, and you can build countless of things, well, this game is a younger kid's version of that, of Minecraft. It's so much into it that I've heard stories that the devs had like a dev contest on who could build the most awesome thing, and one of them built the entire first world of classic Mario from start to end, and you can sit there and play through the whole entire thing. Yes.
It's going to be very interesting.
So the amount of possibilities, you can make a baseball field and play baseball, soccer field, play soccer. And they've already got rumors and calculations and things and that for characters to release anywhere from now to like the 2015 year. Toy Story has been announced, Jack Skeleton, Wreck-It Ralph, Frozen, which is a new movie that hasn't even come out. They're already saying the characters are coming out for this. Ridiculous, ridiculous, ridiculous amount of stuff. Rumors of Marvel characters and Star Wars characters, but they're rumors. Now, with that, I'm going to give you all you listeners, a little bit of a a little tip I learned to get you some rare stuff for this game if you're interested in it. This is some insider information, so don't go spreading it around, because the more you spread it around, the less chance of getting a rare thing. There are these power discs that you can get, and there are special ones that are holographic. Now, most people have come across something that's holographic, and if you scratch the little holographic, you get that little ridge. Now, these power discs come in a blind pack. You don't know which one you're going to get. Well, there's a special way of actually telling if you can get if there's a holographic coin in the little power disc in there. If you scratch the front of the bag with your nail, and if you lift up the little back piece and scratch behind the bag, if you feel that holographic kind of feeling, that rigid kind of thing, that's a rare power disc. So go over to your store, start scratching all your power disc packs, and look for those rare ones, and see who you heard that one from, because I've seen it done quite a few times, and it's been true each and every time.
Now we know what you've been doing at work.
Scratching the back of bags. Yes, that's what I was doing at work all Sunday.
You bag scratcher.
Anyways, we'll go on to real news now, starting with CSGO. CSGO's Operation Payback will be ending at the end of August. It was originally due to end on 7/31, but was extended. The next bit of news, Battlefield 4 is trying to get players to use even more teamwork by adding field upgrades. In short, field upgrades are chain boosts that can affect a number of gameplay mechanisms for your players. Similar to the specializations in Battlefield 3, these can be, for example, provide you with faster sprint speed, stronger personal armor, or expanded ammo capacity. This all comes from Thomas Anderson, the lead multiplayer designer. He also goes, you can earn them through squad scoring, such as squad healing, completing objectives with your squad members, squad resupplies, squad repairs, and other squad actions. Instead of one single specialization like in Battlefield 3, you can now pick from different upgrade paths, each containing four specializations. Keep the squad alive, and you will move through the cumulative upgrade path. But watch out. If your entire squad is eliminated, you will lose some of your progress. I think this is definitely going to be a cool thing. A lot of the first-person shooters that I haven't played have been gone solo. So having the squad trying to keep together and stuff, I think this will make the game a little bit cooler.
I'm excited for everything except for the new instead of one single specialization, because I'm a personal fan of that. I think it's really simple. I don't think I'm a fan of the change with that.
Well, it's basically saying that you're not going to have the specialization. You're going to have you're going to choose a path, and as you do these squad actions, you'll grow in rank through the path that you choose. Therefore, each match you play, you start fresh and you go back up. You don't actually choose your path. I mean, you don't actually choose your specialization. You just choose this path that you get your upgrades as you go.
Still don't like it.
Okay. We'll have to see how it goes when it comes out, though.
To each their own.
Pew, exactly. Pew, pew. King of Fighters 13 has been confirmed for Steam. It will be coming out on September the 13th. You can pre-order it now with a discount. And there will be a closed beta being done that will be taking place from the 20th to the 29th. Makers of Endless Space are announcing their next game. It's going to be Dungeon of the Endless. And there's supposed to be more on this coming during GamesCon. Chivalry Medieval Warfare has hit 1.2 million sales.
That's...
Definitely. Tanger's Kickstarter has been fully funded. As well, they hit their first stretch goal.
How much is their funding?
I actually don't know that one. I was not able to find that one, unfortunately. A fan-made StarCraft MMO is also on Kickstarter. It is asking for $80,000, and it will be free-to-play. Which,
you got the name of that game?
That one I do not have. It was just referenced as a fan-made StarCraft MMO. Mm-hmm. Though I don't know how it's gonna be. It's like Is Blizzard going to sanction this? Are they going to allow it?
What, the MMO?
Yeah.
You're talking about that mod that they're doing. Yes, it's sanctioned by Blizzard.
Well, okay, it's kind of like how Dota was a mod, basically, when it started out. Yes, LoL was a mod when it started out.
It's a mod, and it is being sanctioned by Blizzard. And it's not produced by Blizzard, but it is being
Starcraft Universe.
Yep.
Okay.
And that's probably one of the reasons why it is being sanctioned by Blizzard due to the popularity of stuff like Dota and LoL.
Right here on the page, it says they've made 37K. They've got 820 backers. They got 22 days left, so looks like they might hit that, maybe. But it says right here, a free-to-play science fiction multiplayer online RPG played through Battle.net on StarCraft 2. No StarCraft purchase required. I wonder how that's going to work.
Microtransactions, probably.
Probably.
The other thing I had, will 80,000 be enough for an MMO, though? Of decent property. That's my biggest thing. Unless, you know...
Well, if they're going to play it through Battle.net, then they might have to worry about the servers. I guess
Blizzard must have some kind of backing into this. What do you think? You know, 80,000 doesn't seem like it's big. Maybe Blizzard's like, hey, if you get X amount, we'll match X amount or something along that lines. There's no way 80,000 is going to make a full-blown MMO.
It's not a full-blown MMO. It's a mod.
Oh, it's just a mod?
It's a mod.
Oh, okay.
It's a player-based
totally
mod, is what it is. And it's sanctioned by Blizzard. So the person that's actually making the mod has the blessings of Blizzard to continue with what they're doing. Kind of like that deal with Skyrim, that mod that you're talking about.
The Falskar?
Whichever one that was that Driz found that said was out there. Yeah. It's sort of like that.
Yeah, okay. Understand it. Thanks for the clarification. Next we have Crystal Dynamics, the studio that made Tomb Raider, has seen layoffs. There have been 12 people laid off, though the sequel remains unaffected. From what I've heard, these 12 were making were working on a unnamed project, and they deemed that it was no longer fit, so they regretfully got rid of them. So Blizzard registered a trademark for the Dark Below. It could be a Diablo 3 expansion.
Don't think so.
It could be a World of Warcraft expansion. We really don't know. But there was a teaser site that has also popped up by the name of Reapers of Souls. This was a Diablo 3 kind of based because it has a quote from the Book of Tyriel. And all it says on the website is this quote, death at last shall spread its wings over all. Again, this was from the Book of Tyriel. So, you know, is it WoW related? Is it D3? Is it totally different? Or is it a hoax? Well, hopefully something at GamesCon will tell us. All we do know is that an X-Pack will not hit Diablo 3 until sometime in 24. I'm saying probably after the launch of the console version of the game.
Yeah, that one. There's the latest article I read was that they're believing it's more and more of a hoax, an elaborate hoax, but a hoax nonetheless. That somebody went out of their way to basically troll the gamers.
Well, we'll hopefully wait and see. Something like that, I think Blizzard would kind of announced already.
They've been silent on the whole darn thing.
Exactly.
Nothing has come back out of it. Nothing about it being a hoax. Nothing about it being real. So anything's possible.
Well, normally Blizzard jumps down their throats if something like that happens.
So maybe GamesCon will tell.
Well, we'll wait and see then. Woo-hoo!
Morgan will be in Dragon Age Inquisition, but she will not be a playable party character. She's only an NPC for storyline base. What role she is playing has not been announced. It has only been announced that she will not be part of your party.
So say you guys that like to play Morgan, you're not going to be able to this time around.
Yeah, unfortunately, I did have her in my party most of the time, I believe. But, oh well. The Humble Bundle has partnered with Origin to make a really, in my opinion, it's actually a really awesome bundle. For as low as $1, you can get Dead Space 1 and 3, Burnout Paradise, Crysis 2, Mirror's Edge, and Medal of Honor. And if you pay more
than $5. I thought that was for $5.
You can pay a minimum as $1 for those games. If you pay more than the average, which is somewhere in the $5 range, you will also get Battlefield 3 and the SimCity like starter pack, which can include SimCity 3 and the DLC.
Ah, okay.
I'm sorry, the Sims 3. And it's not all the DLC, it's some of the DLC. That was my fault. Thank you for the correction there, Mr. Narmisil. Also, on top of all this, EA is not making a profit. They're not taking any profits from this. It is all going towards charity. At least the profits they would make is going. I think Humble Bundle will be taking a cut out of it.
They're specifically donating their money to small children run over by cars.
the poor speaking souls.
Speaking of EA, they lost their licensings to the NCAA.
The football franchise.
Yeah, for next year. The Big Ten and the Pac-12 are also out of it. And there was one college that also pulled out of it. So it's going to be kind of interesting with all that EA is doing right now, how that's going to impact their college series football.
Yep. As far as I heard, they're still allowed to use NCAA, but they're not allowed to use any of players' names or college names.
No, the colleges are individually based. They can go. EA's gone out to the colleges and talked to the colleges. They've got them all on board except for one as of right now, but that can change at any time.
Okay. I know they can't use player names though. The biggest reason is because for the NCAA being college, they don't make any profits. So there is a company. EA is making profits off of players who are not getting any type of cut from it. So this is one of the big reasons. I'm sorry, what was that?
Also, they can't use any likenesses kind of crap. They also have to be careful of their stats, too.
Yep.
Yeah. And not only thing that they'll be able to use is the college... what do you want to call them? Decals or whatever they are. That's the only thing they'll be able to use at a college site.
Yep.
There will be no more Rose Bowl, Cotton Bowl, any of those. They're not allowed to use any of that anymore. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get your last bit of the actual NCAA, this is the last year for it. Next year it will be totally different.
You never know. Change.
Here, EA, if you're listening, seriously, listen to me now. I have a proposition for you. Take some of that profit. Take some of that profit that you're taking from these guys. Set up a scholarship fund for these guys. You know, toss some of their profits. Make sure they go to school. Make sure they get, something better than, what is it? A basic degree in nothing. Get these guys an education. That's where their profits can go. I think everybody will be happy for that one.
Yeah, they could add into the football scholarship program that the colleges have going right now and that the NCAA has going right now. That would be one way to reward them. And I'm sure the NCAA would turn around and come back with it, but one never knows.
Yeah, but we all know how EA is with their money. They're like Scrooge McDuck.
Yep.
Yeah, unfortunately. I'd have to agree with that.
It wouldn't surprise me if the EA executives have a big giant ass vault and they swim in their money every day.
Oh, God. I was really surprised when they came out with the Humble Bundle and they said, hey, we're not making profits off these, but they're probably not making any profits off of them anyway, so.
I mean, those games probably aren't really selling anyway.
Yeah. So, Narm, did you have something to say about that?
Probably just something along the lines of that EA would more than likely be willing to run down small children in order to make a profit, but I forgot where I was going with that.
You're talking about the SimCity,
yeah,
where they need to take driver ed all over again?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
Okay, so another Counter-Strike news. Counter-Strike GO update adds 100 new weapon skins, 2 new stock weapons, and a purchasable item. Skins are kind of like the Team Fortress drops. They drop as you are playing, and they are cosmetic only. This is now live.
Are you able to trade them?
That one I don't know. I would probably assume so. Now I'm only assuming.
Can you sell them to the vendors if you already have them?
No, I don't think there's any vendors, and I think they probably don't give you duplicates. I'm thinking along the lines of the Team Fortress where you can trade it, though I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
Grand Theft Auto Online. That's right. I said Theft Auto Online. It will be a persistent 16-player world, and it will share features and locations from GTA 5.
Okay, Jack, you're not allowed to play GTA 5 anymore.
Why?
We'd never see you then.
Oh, I don't like GTA anyways.
Ah.
But anyways, it will expand and evolve as it goes on, and it will be free for all GTA 5 owners as of October 1st. It is coming. It's supposed to be slated for October 1st. Now, I believe this is a patch with the game itself. Like, you have to get the game in order to play online. It's like part of the game itself, kind of thing.
Yeah.
I also
the way I the... understand it, it you're right there.
Okay,
yes, Florida.
I've also seen a video released showing a creation kit
for GTA.
Mm-hmm. That you'll be able to make like races, like, you know, checkpoint races and maybe some missions, stuff like that, and share them with your friends, and you'll be able to download and play other player-made missions and stuff and whatnot.
Something like D&D. The way they have their tally board where you can do other people's missions and that, player-made missions.
Yes and no. I think it's going to be like your world, and I believe you can invite the people that you play in your 16-person world. So we'll have to see on October 1st. There is a new open world MMO survival shooter. It is being made by Phosphor Games and is called Neither.
I signed up for the beta.
Ah, cool. Where did you sign up for the beta on that one, Mr. Boyle?
Googled the name. Hold on.
No, it's cool. It's cool. So, yeah, if you just Google the name, you can find the website and sign up for the beta, apparently. It is going to be a persistent online world that you kind of just survive in. It is post-apocalyptical, and it will not have zombies. So this might be one that I try out.
Why? Everybody likes zombies, though.
One.
Not really in a post-apocalyptic setting.
One, I'm not a fan of zombies, and two, the zombies are played out. Hey, game devs, no more zombies, please. Thank you.
You got a point there.
Or do them just a little differently.
Something. Something. Seriously.
Well, they could always have packs of dogs coming after you.
I'll take that over zombies. I'll take giant worms over zombies. SimCities update number 7 will be adding tunnels and trees, as well as the mandatory driving school.
So should that be lucky number 7 update? Maybe they'll get it right this time.
Hopefully. Poor children.
At least they won't get hit in the crosswalks anymore if they go to mandatory driver school. But are the sidewalks safe then?
Oh, God. Borador, you're not playing the game. Like, you don't have a copy of it, do you?
Yes, I do.
Oh, so you're probably the reason all the kids are disappearing.
Maybe. Who knows? I do have the van with says, you know, free candies on it, so I drive, like, drive around, you know. And then, you know, all of a sudden out of nowhere, pull up to a little, you know, whatnot, have the little, you know, music going, the kids running up trying to get the free candy, and then all of a sudden, boom, out the back doors fly open, the payday gang jumps out and starts shooting shit.
Wow.
What?
Okay.
I didn't say the kids. I didn't say the kids. I said start shooting shit. I didn't say the kids. Get it right.
Apparently, you don't have a police department in your city.
Of course not. It's where the payday gang fucking reigns.
All right. So the CSGO devs, Hidden Path Entertainment, they are making a new sandbox game. It is totally different from anything to have to do with, like, shooters or anything at all. It is an evolving single-player mystery that players can choose to investigate at their own pace. And you can continue to invest time in your island or guide it towards a self-sustaining state in order to focus more on exploration, interaction, and collaboration with other players. Or you can just completely ignore the quest line and just build. At any point, you can take your single-player world online. Games for Windows Marketplace is closing.
Party at my house after the show. Everybody's invited.
We'll
yeah,
right.
I'm going to a party.
I'm sorry. Out of every single online distribution, Windows Marketplace was terrible. Now, they said the games are not going to be for sale. Any games that you own that use the Windows Marketplace feature will be still available. You still can use them and stuff like that. As far as future games, it's kind of up in the air. After their lawsuit, I guess it got settled because Baldur's Gate, the Enhanced Edition, is back on sale. So if you're looking to pick that one up, now it is available.
If you want a good 80-hour plus RPG, go for it.
In regards to Windows Marketplace, they should really just bow out gracefully. And if you do own any games, they should offer you Steam or Origin equivalent CD keys and say, "Happy trails."
Well, I know a lot of the games on Steam, or a lot of the games that Windows Marketplace had were available on Steam and still use the overlay of Windows. I think Dirt was one of them, and
Fallout
the
3.
Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Well, there you have it. Sounds like they already have that portion of it under control.
Yep. Thief now has a release date. It has been announced for February 25th, 2014. In the US, and I believe the Europe version will be on the 28th.
I don't know whether to be excited for this or scared shitless.
Why is that?
The Thief series is a beloved franchise in my heart, and I'm very worried.
Oh.
The Thief games did stealth gameplay right. They did it the right way. My opinion, especially since they were so old. Just makes me worried how this new one's going to go.
Okay.
As interesting aside, to see.
Might and Magic, the 10th, will be on early access as of today. So if you like the Might and Magic series, be sure to hit up the early access and help with the development of the game.
That's right on the front page, Steam. I'm looking at it right now.
There you go. Pac-Man Championship DX Plus will be released on Steam on September 25th. Audio Surf 2 will be in Steam Early Access sometime in September. And our last bit of general news, do you have something to say there?
As I say, dude, that game is awesome. Unless you play like a 30-minute song, and then your fingers are just tired, you're like, nope, why did I do this?
The last bit of general news, the IGDA, which is the International Game Developer Association, is considering making a support group for devs that are targets of harassment. Fans. I don't know if that's the right word, fans, because they're maybe ex-fans. Disgruntled. Maybe
who are offering death threats for tweaking gunplay for.
Yes.
Well, it's not only for that. Look at the developer professed to all the crap he got, and that's what they're looking for is to help those people. The devs in that type of situation.
I just think people need to grow thicker skin already.
I think it's a mix of everything. But on yours, to rebuttal you, being educated in a little bit of psychology and stuff, after a while, getting stuff like this from many, many, many people, it will mess around with your head, dude. So, yeah, thicker skin, okay. But to a point, you know, it can be, you know, think of something you have made, like, just think of something if you made, you poured hours and hours and months, and it even years into something, and people start giving you death threats about it for something retarded. I think that would mess around with a little bit of something in your head.
Don't know about that. I have a very messed up head to begin with.
Yeah, we all know that one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about the console news now there, Jack?
Yes, moseying on over into console news. Starting with we got a bunch of actual Xbox One news. We'll actually start off with, I guess, Farming Simulator will be hitting Xbox 360 and a PlayStation 3 on September 4th. And then the rest of the console news is Xbox One related. Firstly, it will automatically adjust itself when it senses that it's overheating. Now, most PCs kind of go along with this already. They'll kick up the fans, rev up higher, things like that. So the Xbox is taking a little bit of precaution so it doesn't hit the red ring of death problem that its predecessor had early on.
So how long do you guys think until these things start overheating and blowing up on people?
I don't think it will.
With the new Xbox?
Yeah, I'm
first
saying
time,
a month.
The first time they update the driver.
They already overheat. That's where the red dot of death comes from.
It's a red dot now?
That's what they call it, yeah. It's the red dot of death.
The Xbox One?
Oh, no, the Xbox Slim.
No, we're talking about the Xbox One.
It's just going to be, I'm sorry, Jack, I can't let you play that game.
I can see it in the middle of a game. You're sitting there playing, and it's, Xbox One has overheated. Please stare into Kinect as we adjust temperature.
Well, now you got to wait there, because Xbox One no longer requires Kinect to be hooked up in order to operate.
As the overheating system proceeds to give you free LASIK surgery.
Yes,
your
that
retinas
is true.
Will now be assimilated.
That is true there, Mocha. The Xbox One does not require the Kinect anymore. It still will be packaged with it, but it does not require it to be plugged in.
So you don't have to have Big Brother watching you all the time.
Well, they already had it where you can turn it off, so... But if you do such, a lot of the features that are built into games will not work.
Straight so, off. In other
for the
words...
Most part,
one
for
at
the
a
most
time.
Part, Kinect is... For the most part, Kinect is supposed to always be on under normal circumstances.
It was designed so that it can always be on. The games are designed, the interface is designed as that, yes.
And can it also be used to play movies like DVDs and Blu-rays?
Yes.
So if you're watching a rather spicy DVD or Blu-ray, will Kinect be watching you?
Yes, duh.
Yes.
I can just see it now. He gets mad at the Xbox One, picks up the Kinect, and throws it across the room.
Thank you for the subject change.
I'm just waiting for 2015 when you're going to be sitting on your couch playing your Xbox One or whatever, and all of a sudden the Kinect starts talking to you in a multi-textured voice saying, you know, we are the Xbox. Resistance is futile.
Good thing I'm a...
Please step forward for your complimentary LASIK.
How about we take this one a little bit further, and we go, do you guys know of anything, do you guys know the Xbox game Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball?
Oh my god, yes.
The laughter says
I play
yes.
that game for the physics.
Now right. let's say they release that and, you know, Mr. Kinect is required.
Oh my god. This takes a new form of low.
It's just gonna be moving up and down, 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 up and down.
Yeah.
Well, did you ever see the original commercial for Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball?
No, I've never seen any commercials. I only know it from videos.
The original showed a bunch of clips of the volleyball players in their skippy little bikinis playing volleyball.
Let me tell you, and then, that is a bikini.
Wait, okay, fine. Okay, you got that one.
That is string.
And you're arguing with Diala now. You're on your own.
I agreed with it. Yeah, you're true, but I was just using it as a name. Because, okay.
String.
They're wearing string. And then it turns to the players, and then all the players, like the actual world of players all over the place, like through the thing, like they have their mouth, their jaws opening up and everything like that. And then it pans out a little bit, and they all have pillows over their laps.
That is funny.
So if you have a chance, then go ahead, try and search that on YouTube and take a look. Yes, it was actually quite hilarious when I first saw that one. Also, with the Xbox One, their games will not be region-locked. The Season Pass... Xbox has announced a Season Pass guarantee that will allow players that have a Season Pass for Xbox 360 games to get the DLCs on the Xbox One versions for free if they own the game on both consoles. Now, this is kind of like, you know... like, I was sitting here thinking about it, and I'm like, why do they need to own both console games? Now, the person who buys the, you know, 360 version has to own the 360 version. I don't know of anybody who's going to buy the season pass without the actual game. Besides that,
but
one.
Why would you want to buy the same game twice is going to be my question.
Graphics.
Why?
Possibly extended, expanded gameplay. Let's put it this way. Let's say Battlefield 4.
How much does the game go for right now?
Well, that's the thing.
$60?
Well, I'm talking about Battlefield 4, which isn't released. I don't know if Battlefield 4 is being released. I know Call of Duty Ghost is getting released before the Xbox consoles come out. So if you ordered it for, let's say, the 360, and you got the season pass, and then you got it for the one when it went on sale or something, and then you want the DLC for it, well, now you're getting it for free.
And DLC's only a couple of bucks versus handing out, what, 120 for both games plus the season pass, plus the price of the season pass? Man, Microsoft's got you guys.
By the balls.
Yeah.
Man, got me. Ha ha.
Well, it doesn't mean you have to get it. I mean, it's just a little expanded thing for people. Maybe something that's like out now. Let's say Saints Row. If it comes out on the one, you know, you can kind of get it for both. But, you know, it's just a little thing they kind of threw in there. And then the last bit of Xbox and Xbox One news and console news will be actually something both for the PC and it. The Xbox controller won't be usable on the PC into later next year when they release the drivers for it, because it is completely new technology, so they're going to have to take a little bit of time to get drivers compatible for use.
I don't think it'll take them that long, considering the Xbox One's running on an x86 architecture.
No, I don't. Well, it's not necessarily the architecture or anything like that. It's more or less the added features that the Xbox One controller has. You know, the haptic feedback, extra rumbles, and the IR reader and such.
Don't forget about the new triggers.
Everything, all that stuff. So they have to put new drivers out for that. And that's it for news. We're going to go up with the upcoming releases on 8/20. Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell, Blacklist, and the Paladin Multi-Mission Aircraft Edition, the Normal Edition and that edition, will be coming out for PC, Xbox, PlayStation 3, and Wii U. Starting tonight at 12:01 p.m. 12:01 a.m. EST, at least on Steam, you can get Saints Row the 4th. You can also as well
get
on Xbox and PlayStation 3.
I anticipate very much purple rubbery bludgeoning.
But does that mean that there's going to be a slam on their servers for downloading at that time?
Thank you for that.
Believe it. Slammed, all right. People are going to be getting slammed, all right, with purple rubbery bludgeon objects.
Oh my God! Please
don't get upset when it takes a little longer to download because of the overwhelming demand.
But I'm wait, downloading Mocha. It right now. But exactly, you can preload it if you have pre-ordered it. As now, go preload it if you have it. Now, go now preload. It's been up.
Y'all want to get your purple rubbery goodness on.
Yes. It's been up for quite a bit. I pretty much preloaded it way early this morning. Almost 12 hours ago. So it's been up. The preload has been up for a while. The next game coming out on 8/20 for the PS3 is DuckTales Remastered. Yes, I know I typed that wrong in the notes.
Oh, God. Here comes Scrooge McDuck again.
And then the last for the 8/20 is the Walking Dead game for the PS Vita. I forgot to have mentioned the Bureau XCOM Declassified for PC, Xbox, and PlayStation 3. And back to 822, Skullgirls is launching on Steam. 825 is Super Luigi U, obviously for the Wii U. And on Steam, Pixel Junkie, on 826, Pixel Junk Monsters Ultimate will be coming out. And that is it for the releases. Our next segment is the Super Secret Segment. That's right, I am bringing back the Super Secret Segment this week. And this week, we are going to be... I'm going to ask a question. Everybody's going to answer. It has something to do with a game that is being released shortly. Now, they don't know anything about this. Only I know it. And we'll see what happens now. The game that I'm talking about is Saints Row the Fourth. In Saints Row the Fourth, you are the president. My question to you guys, if you were elected president, what would you do? So we're going to start...
In regards to the Saints Row universe or
no,
in regards
in general,
to the real universe?
In real. In the real, what would you do? So we're going to start with... And there's no hold bars. Like... Laws, they don't count. You can do whatever the hell you want. You are the president. Just like in Saints Row 4, I can tell there's going to be no holds bar. Do whatever the hell you want. So we're going to start with Diella. Go ahead. What would you do if you were the president?
Pick me last. I'm horrible at this stuff. It's like guessing games. You try and get me to guess something and I give up immediately.
It is your turn. You answer. No.
No. I don't know. Can I answer with ums? Does that work?
No, it does not work. Answer. Use your big girl words. You can do it. You really want to go a little bit
yes.
later?
Yeah.
Okay. Then, Narmasil, what would you do?
Fiend.
Narmasil.
Yes.
Did you hear the question?
Yes.
What would you do?
I have absolutely no...
You all suck.
We didn't have time to prep. Okay, there's a lot of things
it's
you can do as the president.
That's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be... Bordor, what the hell would you do?
Oh, you really want to know what I would do? Well,
I was hoping to. I was gonna
first.
Make you hold on. I was gonna make you last because I know you know, like you have a list of stuff, and it's gonna be the most ridiculous thing. I wanted you last for that reason. But go ahead, since nobody's ready, what would you do?
First thing I would do is, since I'm obviously thinking in the whole terms of it's the Saints Row universe, making pimping legal, hooking legal. What else do we got here?
Pimpin' and easy.
Maybe make certain types of music that I deem distasteful illegal, and anybody that listens to said music is shot on sight.
Does that include you?
Make it mandatory. Make it a law where instead of having, you know, like we have, you know, health coverage and this and that, make it a mandatory law. Every home in the continental United States, including Alaska and Hawaii, are required to have a gaming-grade PC in your house. If not, you will be trialed and executed for violating the law. What else we got here? Close the schools? Yeah, definitely close the schools.
I mean, I hate school, but come on, bro.
Okay, fine. School for 1 month out of the year.
Wow, we all gonna be dumb.
We're gonna be as smart as Bordor is.
Exactly.
I feel sorry for you guys.
Anything else, Bordor?
make steroids legal.
Okay, that one's odd. All right, anything else?
Well, I'm sick and tired of seeing stuff, you know, in regards to sports. Oh, players using steroids. Who gives a shit? If they want to shrink their balls and make their head grow, whoop-de-doo. Let them do it. They'll play a better goddamn game. It'll be a little more competitive and enjoyable.
And then they'll die young.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. They're making how much money a year?
Charity money.
Okay. Anything else, Porter? Okay.
Well,
we'll move on.
Yeah. Good idea. Because it might be bad if I keep going.
Yeah. We need to stay in iTunes. Mocha, do you have anything?
One thing comes to mind.
Okay, what would that be?
Once a year, no holds bar, everything legal.
Ah, so something you like that movie.
You watched that movie, didn't you?
Yeah, I like that idea.
I want to watch the movie.
How about
Would you allow a safe spot for anybody who doesn't want to participate in this? I haven't seen the movie, so I don't know how it goes. I just figured that it's just everyone.
That's up to the individuals.
Okay.
They can prepare themselves or suffer the consequences.
Anything else you want to?
Nah, that would be about it.
Well, what about instead of one day making everything, you know, legal, just make it one day where everything is legal all year round except for one day. Put one day of torture on your citizens where they can't do shit. They can't even take a shit without getting arrested.
Wow. Why not split it half and half?
So you'd rather your people not shit for half the year?
Yeah, that'd take care of a smelly situation, wouldn't it?
And the only time you're allowed to use the bathroom is during the Super Bowl halftime.
Agreed. I'm okay with that.
It's okay. I only watch the commercials anyways. All right. Diella, are you ready yet?
I got some. So I hate wearing clothes. So making clothes a choice. Like, you can go out in public in full nude. I don't honestly care.
I like
this
idea.
I was not expecting that.
I like this idea. Why didn't I think of that? But you got to think about the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, the good-looking people are going to wear clothes, and all the ugly ones are going to walk around naked.
And then we incorporate corridors options where the ugly ones are shot on sight.
There we go.
Boom! Okay.
Wow. Sorry, Jack. Fake profiles are no-go. Like, seriously, no one wants to deal with that. Little kids cannot play on the same servers or anything like that as older, more mature, because I hate it. I'm sorry, I hate listening to little kids talk over the PS3 or the Xbox. It is so annoying. And bullying would be less of a problem for all ages.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Not that I can think of. I like the first one.
Alrighty. Narm, your turn.
I would invade Canada.
What? Wow!
Dang.
Sorry, Canadian
Don't
listeners.
Call it a Fallout fucking reference.
I would annex Canada into the United States. I would just straight up take them over. I mean, seriously, what are they going to do? Apologize us to death?
Oh my god. But then we can't make Canadian jokes. Because then they'll be like Americans. Come on.
Yes, but then Canadian bacon wouldn't be an import.
Okay. All right, time out.
Anyway.
Time out, guys. Narmersil's views on the Canadian culture is not that of the Fun Times Gaming community. We do apologize for any offense.
Okay. We are not Canadian. Don't even.
Dude, I'm like part French-Canadian, so I'm allowed to say shit like that.
Anyways, anything else?
Also, you know how...
I think you're going to have to put a disclaimer at the beginning of this episode.
Yeah.
So you know how, like, people in the United States are required to get a driver's license in order to drive a car?
No. Uh-huh.
You need to take a test, both written and practical, on how to be a parent before you're allowed to breed.
And make it mandatory that it's in English.
God, I don't even know. Like, I would totally not want to listen to this.
Wow. Again, this is just fictitious, and it's for fun. Don't take offense to it. Anything else, Darvasil?
Anybody who says swagger YOLO would be shot on sight.
Yes. Agreed. Agreed. Okay.
Oh, heck, why not just have, what is that?
He's not going to remember.
I can't think of it now. It's a movie, too. Damn it.
You know, just offensive language and, like, towards other people, like faggot and stuff like that, like demeaning things, just you say it, you shot on sight.
Okay.
Population would go horribly down.
Narm, yeah. Whatever. Anything else?
No, that's about it.
All right. Do I have to go?
Yeah.
Duh.
You're okay. The one that started this mess.
Which means you're the one with the 30-item list.
No, I don't have. I actually didn't even think about it. To be honest, all of it is kind of like as we were talking about it. No, I'm serious.
Oh, yeah, death races. That's what I was thinking of.
Death races.
Yes.
I like it.
I like it.
I'd vote for him.
All right, so I'll start with I do like universal healthcare. Definitely got to get a healthcare that works. You know, healthcare's got to be somewhat free. You know, something.
Help your brothers out. You're gonna go more realistic approach.
Whoa! I'm not done yet. I got some wingers in there. Okay.
Well, we'll start with death race. Would take care of that universal healthcare.
Also, Canada's healthcare, because you know we're annexing them. We'll just take their healthcare. Duh.
I want uncensored, uncensored gaming, uncensored media. I want the real truth, and I want nothing, no bullshit. Say it all, do it all.
So that means you gotta get rid of the government.
Japanese porn.
I don't give a crap. Uncensor it. You don't like what's on? Change the fucking channel. Okay. Now let's go to social media. If I see a goddamn another duck face picture, okay, duck face pictures gone.
Do I have a picture for you? Hold on. I got you. No. You're gonna love this.
I'm just saying.
No, anybody face. Stupid enough to upload a duck face picture automatically gets their name added to a national hunting registry where
you
they
will become
are the intended
the duck.
Hunted target. You are the duck.
You are the duck. Hunt. I just first thing on my Tumblr dash is duck face. That's disturbing. Yeah. I'm gonna stop looking at that.
Yep. No duck faces.
So does that mean that duck season will also include that as well?
Yes. Duck season will include that. Yep.
Okay.
Wow.
You'll
need a permit. Females are gonna die.
Does well, Daffy what a, Duck ever have a lot of company?
What about rabbit season?
Rabbit season.
Well, Daffy, bugs. He'll change it around to make it duck season. So.
I had something else too. I totally forgot what it was. Oh shit. Let's see. We'll have gambling. I'll let gambling go. Sports got to be full contact, all the time. Doesn't matter. I mean, baseball is gonna have
and
full contact.
Where your steroids come into.
Yes, baseball is too boring. Got to have full contact.
Whoa!
And if I see another soccer player fake their stupid ass bullshit injuries,
I'll give
you a goddamn reason to get an injury. There's gonna be a there's gonna be a viewer, you know, another ref who's gonna be with a sniper rifle. If he deems you fake, you're getting shot in the kneecap.
Agreed.
Or just
I used to be a soccer
player.
I used to be a soccer player like you until I took a bullet to the knee.
Yeah. I don't know what else we would do.
Pants have to be pulled up. Seriously.
Yes.
No.
Well, that wouldn't work if you had the no clothes issue.
Yeah, you have the no clothes issue, so.
Yeah, but you still have the swiggity swaggers that like sagging those pants, you know, yellow.
Shoot on sight.
Shooter.
Yeah, I guess that's all I can think of it right now. So,
you know, I really like that no clothes law.
God,
just as least clothing as I can that's appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, right. you said no clothes. That means no clothes, which means you're going to see all them.
I said just fat. Clothes are optional.
Just think about going to the nude beach. That's what you're going to see.
But wouldn't that be just going to the beach at that point?
Yeah, but you know how it is when you go to the nude beach. You know how it is when you go to the nude beach. You see maybe one good-looking person out of a sea of thousands.
I'm sorry, I was just visiting.
That's right. I had an idea. I think I took it. I stole it from somebody else, but sorry for whoever stole it from. I totally forgot who it was. But we're going to take everybody. We're going to put them in Wyoming. And in Wyoming, all the offensive, you know, the bad people. And they're going to go in Wyoming, and Wyoming's going to be completely walled over. It's going to be like a giant glass dome. And we're going to give them, like, random-ass shit. We're going to tape the whole entire thing. So, like, one day, we're going to give them teddy bears.
It's like Death Race is what you're thinking of.
It's more like the Hunger Games.
So one day, we're just going to drop a bunch of teddy bears and see what they do. The next day, we're going to drop, you know, we'll give them, like, gummy bears or something. Just to see what the hell they do.
And then a million rats.
Yeah, yeah.
So like a month into it, you just see some, like, random guy, like, curled up on a street corner eating gummy bears, cuddling with his teddy
bear. Yeah, with the teddy bear.
Yep.
Getting attacked by the rats.
Or you'll see the guy who, you know, becomes the rat king and uses it to attack everyone to steal all the teddy bears and gummy bears.
Yeah. In the land of the rats, the cheese was king.
You know, now, if you're going to wind up, you know, barricading off the state of Wyoming, there's going to be food and water issues. Are we going to supply them with food
and water?
We'll see. It depends. Or are we going to tell them to fend
No, it's
themselves?
Wyoming. They can just farm it.
We're gonna have Bear Grylls.
Well, not if
we're
we drop have, a million rats.
We're going to have Bear Grylls piss in a whole bunch of bottles. That's going to be his torture. He's going to piss in a whole bunch of bottles, and we're going to toss those bottles in for sustenance.
Why? An easier thing would be go up to Alaska, pick one of the Aleutian Island islands out there, and wall one of the islands off. There you have it. And then you wouldn't have to worry about it.
Yeah, but see, with Wyoming, if it's a if it's a see-through wall, could you imagine the tourist attraction that thing could be?
Exactly. And then you tape everything. It's a giant. You get like. Yeah.
There's going to be some really disturbing things if you tape it.
Doesn't matter. Uncensored media. Don't like it, don't watch it.
So, ladies and gentlemen.
And that should be random. And that should be Random Jack's campaign logo. Don't like it, don't watch it.
Oh, God. Here we go.
So, So with that, ladies and gentlemen, let's put it this way. FTG for 20. What's the next election? Yeah. For whatever, 20-something. Yeah, there you go. Vote for us.
2016? Yeah, 2016.
All right, let's get back on the subject, Cyril.
Yes. So that's done. Now, we are going to announce the winner of
Who is it? Who is it? Yeah, we did.
We had one.
We had a winner.
It's the winner of the... Warzone Anomaly key, thanks to our friends at BundleStars.com, and our winner happens to be the email that we featured last week, Christiana. Congratulations, I will be emailing you with your key.
Congrats, Christiana.
Congratulations.
And on to our next giveaway. Yes, that's right. We have another giveaway. I have 3 beta keys. This is a closed beta for Skill Special Forces 2. This is from GameForge. I'm not using my keys. They gave me 3, so I'm giving away to you guys.
I wish you would have let me know about this.
I know, I was complaining.
I'd gotten the same email, and I deleted it.
Dummy.
Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I could pull it up.
Well, maybe we'll have
deleted.
We may have more, but there is a guaranteed 3. Now, to enter in this competition, you need to either A, email us for one entry at funtimesgaming@gmail.com, or 2, leave a comment on our on this episode with your presidential. If you were a president, what would you do? That's what you have to put down.
Must be 1,000 words or less.
Or 3, subscribe to us on Podomatic, at funtimesgaming.podomatic.com. That is the way to get your entries for your beta keys. So there's 6.
Yep, I'll forward you my email.
No problem. 6 beta keys for the closed baiting of Skill Special Forces 2. And with that, everybody, thank you for listening.
Right.
I
have a new one. I have a new thing. No essays. That's a new rule. God. No essays. Okay. Protesting.
Okay. You don't read them anyways.
I have to write them.
Wah.
And nobody reads them. How does that make you feel?
Horrible.
Anyways, this show is brought to you by Build a Beast Workshop, Bundle Stars, and GameForge. You can follow us on Twitter at FunTimesGaming. You can find us on Facebook at /FunTimesGaming. You can follow our streams on Twitch at FTG Random Jack, FTG Narmacil, and hopefully FTG Borador. Steam, the same as above, FTG Random Jack, FTG Narmacil, and FTG Borador. Make sure you subscribe and comment to us on funtimesgaming.podomatic.com, and also subscribe on iTunes. Please rate and review with some 5 stars. We do need some more so we can actually get fully listed with a rating. That would be awesome. 5 stars all the way. And with that, thank you everybody for listening, and until next time, stay safe.
Happy hunting.
Later.
Heed the crystal's call.
Later, players.
Stop cutting that pen! Oh my god!
I'm sorry, it's not a pen. Only one question. What's the name of the game?
Man, I did a horrible job on the notes this time.
Hello, ladies.
No!
Oh, God. Here
Stop.
We go again.
I'm down. Shut up!
Not one, not two, but 3. 3 is the number we have, and the number we have is 3. Not 4, and 2 is right.
Would you shut up?
Yeah, I have vanilla bean ice cream with Reese's peanut butter.
Okay, you know what? I haven't had dinner yet. I don't want my tummy to start grumbling just yet. You quit it.
With?
Stop it.
Cocoa Krispies.
Putting an end to it.
And Hershey's
syrup. Cocoa Krispies, Jesus.
Man.
Hershey's syrup.
Okay, I'm done with this. Collateral.
That sounded delicious.